Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
Well, hello, Big Fib listeners. It is officially summer vacation here at the Big Fib. So while Deborah and I drop in on some sick waves.
What did you just say?
We're going to drop in on some sick waves. You know, all that surfing we'll be doing while we rerun the summer-themed episodes.
You're a robot, Lisa. You can't surf.
Ooh, a challenge. Okay, listeners, while I prove Deborah wrong, again, by becoming a world surfing champion.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
You enjoy our favorite summer-themed episodes, and we'll be back in August with new episodes and a championship surfing trophy. And everyone will say, Lisa, you did it! Oh my gosh, you're successful!
The Big Fib!
That's now our name!
The Big Fib!
Show's still the same!
The Big Fib!
Let's play the game! We're still on fire, busting liars, but now the Big Fib.
From League City, Texas, this is the Big Fib. And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to the Big Fib, the game show where kids choose between the exciting and globally loved Strike of Truth. And the unsporting and foul penalty of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Ah!
What is it, Lisa?
I'm just reading the latest issue of Mechanical Droid Journal, and I am very disappointed to report that I did not make the top 100 most influential robot list this year.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am sorry to say that. I shouldn't be too upset, really. They've selected some pretty questionable robots. I'm not even sure I'd want to be on this list of lackluster machines.
Oh, really? Can you give me some examples of some of the top influential robots?
Oh, you're not going to even believe the list of the clowns they got on here. Let's see. We've got Paro, a robotic baby seal that provides emotional support for people in nursing homes and hospitals.
Oh, Paro sounds nice.
Sure, if you like that sort of robot. Let's see. And we've got Venus Swarm, robot fish that collect information from the sea about the ocean's temperature, pollution, flooding, and a bunch of other things that are supposed to help scientists understand climate change.
Wow, that sounds really impressive.
But nothing as impressive as sound effects. Am I right?
Yeah, sound effects are super important. That's true. Maybe you'll make the list next year.
Or maybe I'll just cancel my subscription. That'll send a message. And if they want me to renew my subscription, they're going to have to include me in this list. And send me a tote bag. You better send me a tote bag.
Or you can keep your subscription and I'll write a letter of recommendation for the journal with all the contributions you make to this podcast and in the lives of our listeners. And I'll even get you a tote bag.
You do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Deborah. You're a good friend. I'd like a zip closure and interior pockets in my tote bag, please. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. All right, well, now can you tell us, and everyone listening, how our game works?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other is a liar, and it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. Maybe a mosquito. Hmm. They can taste your blood and be like, he's a liar.
Ooh.
But what are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about soccer, a sport played by teams of 11 people trying to get a ball into the other team's net by using any part of the body except arms or hands. Lisa, do you know much about soccer?
Oh, I'm a huge supporter of the Robot League soccer team Factory Coils.
Ooh, Factory Coils. Are they any good?
They're terrible.
Oh.
But the fans have great chants like, you're foiled by a coil. Take that. Go home.
Oh.
Or, your diss are floppy and your game is really sloppy.
Okay.
Or, we're great. You're not. So there.
Not very sporting.
It's all part of the game, Deborah.
I'm not so sure about that, but we're about to find out. So Lisa, please tell us about our contestant today.
Our human child contestant is a 10-year-old who builds computers, Anders Pyonson.
Hi.
Wow, hi, Anders. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. You build computers?
Well, I've built one so far for my sister.
For your sister? That was very nice, and it works and everything?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't use it that much. I think I'm the main user, but still.
And how did you learn to build computers?
The internet. I just Googled it and watched videos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying anybody can do it?
I mean, if they have the time, yeah.
Wow. Something tells me that you have time and maybe a lot of smarts. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Okay, good.
That's a dangerous combination.
It's true.
Yeah.
We do want to know some more fun facts about you, Anders, but we're going to do it by playing our game, Two Truths and a Lie. You are going to tell us three facts about yourself, but one of those facts will be a lie, and we will try to figure out which one is the lie. Anders, what are your three facts?
Okay, first one, I'm right-handed.
Mm.
Second one, I've driven a tractor all by myself.
A tractor, okay.
Mm-hmm. And third one, I do my own laundry.
Oh. Lisa, what do you think?
Yeah, Anders, I have one question. Which hand did you use to write this list?
Nope.
I didn't write it. My mom typed it.
Oh,
very interesting.
Really? What does that tell you?
His mom typed it, and yet he comes here and claims that he does his own laundry?
Uh-huh.
Would somebody who does their own laundry allow someone else to type something from them? I think not. Therefore, we must conjecture that. What was the middle one?
I've driven a I do my own laundry.
And then he's driven a tractor, right?
Yeah.
All by himself, I might add.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's definitely not right-handed. Nice try with all your lies.
Okay, so that's his lie. All right, Anders, which one of those facts is your lie?
I'm right-handed.
What? Yes.
Come
the
on.
Logic is clearly there, Deborah.
Yes, clearly.
Very good. Well, you didn't fool Lisa, but probably not for the reasons that most people would have guessed. But I do think that you're ready to play this game. That's what I think. What do you know about soccer, Anders?
Not much. I've played it. I sort of know that you kick a ball. Well, I know that you kick a ball into goals.
That's a start. Very good. We are definitely going to learn some more than that, I believe. So let's kick off our game. Lisa, can we get some music for our soccer experts?
Oof. Ah, there's a ball. Oof, yeah, get it in the hoop.
It's not a hoop.
Use your broom and fly around. Go soccer.
Yeah, we have a lot to learn about soccer, I think. Okay, our first expert is Jen Cooper. Jen, please introduce yourself to Anders.
Hi, Anders. I'm Jen Cooper. I'm a researcher and TV analyst for soccer.
Thank you very much. Let's meet our second expert, Cameron Arias. Cameron, please introduce yourself to Anders.
Hi, Anders. I'm Cameron, and I run a soccer program for kids in Western New York.
Hmm.
Okay.
Support for the Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light base minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/BigFib and use code BigFib to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/BigFib, code BigFib to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Drop it like it's hot.
Ooh, I love the pitch of those sounds.
That is 100% most definitely because it's Hotsy time!
It is Hotsy time when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Anders' questions. Lisa, whom shall we put on the hot seat first?
Cameron Arias, because their initials make the sound ka, which reminds me of my pet baby Raven. And it goes ka, 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 ka.
Wow. Okay. Very melodic bird. So, Anders, take it away.
Okay. What is a typical day at your job like?
Oh, well, the first thing I do is check the kids in, make sure that they are who they say they are. and then we have them all in a group do some exercises and warm-ups. And then depending on their age and their skill level, we separate into different groups and we'll run some drills or maybe we'll learn some new skills or we'll practice some of the skills we learned earlier in the week. And then if there's time, we'll have a scrimmage.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous. You let kids use drills?
No, that's not what that is.
Oh, no. We run drills are what we call practice skills.
Okay.
For both of them, what is your favorite soccer team and why?
Okay.
Yeah. It would have to be my hometown team, the Houston Dash.
Okay. And is that only because you live in the same town or are they a good team?
Well, not only do they live in my town and I live in their town, I guess, they won the 2020 NWSL Challenge Cup this summer, the first pro sport event to get going after the shutdown earlier this year.
Interesting. And Cameron, over to you.
Well, my favorite team is Manchester United. When I was in college, I spent a summer in England and I got to see some games and I just fell in love with the team. So I love them. I love Man U. Go Man U.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Gryffindor.
Woo! I don't think that's a soccer team.
Oh, no, Quidditch.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a different episode.
Oh, sorry.
Jen, what do you think is the future of soccer?
I would say, even though some people might not agree with me, that I think soccer's popularity is going to keep growing and eventually overtake the major sports in the U.S., like basketball and American football. I mean, we're seeing more teams every year, not just men's teams, but also women's teams. So that's what I'm expecting. We'll take over American football.
Cool. For Cameron, what is the funniest experience you've ever had at your job?
Oh, man. Okay. Well, years ago, my daughter was finally old enough to join our program. She was about 3 or 4. And we kept talking about how great it was going to be and how we're going to have so much fun and how we're going to kick the ball around. It was going to be a great time. And so we get there and she lines up with all the other kids. And I started to set up for our first drill and I was putting cones down. I was getting everything ready to go. And I look up and she had run to the other end of the field and was just twirling at the other end of the field, doing circles by herself. And I couldn't get her to play for the rest of the day. But now she's older. She's a great athlete. And I still tease her about that day that she just wouldn't play with her dad.
Aww.
Okay. For Jen, how big is a typical soccer field?
Usually they're about 75 yards by 120 yards. They can be a little smaller than that. There's not an exact measurement the way we do, say, for an American football field, but it's more important that the proportions are always a nice big rectangle.
Okay.
There's also micro soccer where it's 3 centimeters by 2 centimeters.
And what being would be playing that game?
Like really small kids.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, like micro kids.
Micro kids. Understood.
I assume.
Micro kids for micro soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell me, like, if I want to have your job, what would I need to do?
You would need to pry it out of my hands. Nice try, Anders.
Okay, how about if Cameron starts this time on that one?
Oh, he didn't mean me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, you know, first and foremost is join a camp. Join a program to see if you like it. And then if you do, keep going back and make friends. There are different things you can learn about how to motivate and coach and things and books you could read, but nothing better than getting out there and doing it. You know, the best way to learn a sport, I think, is to play a sport. And so the best way to get a job is to do the job.
Sounds good.
And for me, Anders, you would have to study soccer a lot, not only its history, but also watching games, going to games, talking to players, talking to coaches, possibly majoring in journalism, but regardless, being around the game a lot so that you're just absorbing knowledge every chance you get. And of course, practicing speaking in public.
So announcing a soccer game, you have to keep everybody kind of excited. Sometimes if it's just pure audio, they can't see what's going on, or they want to be just as excited as you are. What do you have to do? Are there calls you have to make, or how does that work?
Well, you have to keep your voice animated and excited. And most importantly, you know, when a goal has been scored, you have to wake everybody up, especially those people that are kind of watching, you know, only half watching. You remind them why they're watching, and you give them a good goal call, like, goal!
Wow.
Like that.
Wow.
That's not as long as, like, you know, the famous guy that does it, but yeah, something like that.
Wow, it's like operatic almost. You know, yeah. That woke me up.
Hey, Deborah, I don't know how to say this, but I'm kind of a big deal. Like, I guess I did know how to say that. Yeah, I'm a big deal.
Oh, really? And how do you figure?
Well, because I'm a Gen Z media insider. I know you're thinking, what? Yeah, it's true. I've subscribed to the newsletter at gzmshows.com, and I did it all by myself.
Wow, congratulations. And does that mean that's all I need to do to be important?
Yeah, that's funny, Deborah. Sure, why not? Let's say yes. Okay.
Okay, well, obviously I need to go to www.gzmshows.com and subscribe to the newsletter.
Avi. Totes.
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Experts, you'll have to think fast to break away from your opponent. Anders, let's start with Cameron.
Okay.
You can ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
How many minutes are in each half of the game?
45.
What is it called when a player falls down and pretends to be hurt or draw a foul?
Oh, that's flopping.
Name a passing drill you use in training.
Pod squatting.
What do you call a volley where the players kick the ball over their own heads?
A flipper.
What famous television chef played soccer until he got hurt while training?
Jeez, I want to say Guy Fieri, but that can't be right, so I'm going to pass.
What color card does a referee hold up to warn a player?
Yellow.
How many miles do players end up running during a match?
Five?
And that's time.
This is all the time, okay?
Very good. Okay. We are now going to reset the timer. Well, Lisa's going to reset the timer, right?
I'm
going to
do it. Deborah, I'll do it, okay?
I really appreciate it. I am. I'm super relaxed. Okay. Okay, Anders, it's time to ask Jen her Shorts on Fire questions now.
What is another name for the soccer field?
The pitch.
What does it mean when a referee holds a flag in both hands above their head?
It means the player is offside.
It means they're at a parade.
How many defenders in a 3-5-2 formation?
Three defenders.
What happens if goalkeepers use their hands outside the 18-yard penalty area?
The referee calls a foul and the other team gets the ball.
When did the U.S. women's national team first play?
Their first game was back in 1985.
What is it called when a player kicks the ball through the open legs of a defender and keeps dribbling the ball on the other side?
That's called nutmeg.
Why do you think soccer is called the beautiful game?
I think it's because all the people that play it are really beautiful, but also because everybody in the world plays it, right? So they love it so much, so it's something beautiful.
And that is time.
That's all the time, okay?
Excellent. Okay, that seemed like a draw to me. It's time to discover which of our experts is offside. Anders, who is our big fibber?
Cameron.
Okay, why do you think Cameron is our big fibber?
Well, they both sort of said a bit during some of the questions, but Cameron said it a lot more, and I feel like his answers were a bit slower than Jen's.
Okay, interesting.
TMU, too many ums.
Too many ums, right. Maybe not enough practice. Let us see. Will the actual soccer expert please tell us who you are?
I'm Jen Cooper, TV analyst for NWSL.
That is correct. You got it right. Jen Cooper is the host of the Mixed Zone Women's Soccer Podcast, as well as the editorial director for NWSL Game Broadcast. And since 2016, she's published an NWSL almanac full of women's soccer stats. Well done, Anders. That is so cool. Okay, it is time for us to do some fact-checking. Jen, what lies did Cameron share that earned him a red card?
Well, I can't remember the word that he used to describe what is actually flopping, but it was a really funny phrase.
What did you say, Cameron?
I said flopping, but then the passing drill I said was called pod squatting.
Oh, the passing one.
And that's... I totally made that up.
That's what
bicycle
it was.
Bicycle kick was one of the other ones.
Right, it was the kick over their own heads.
Yeah.
And what did you say, Cameron?
Yeah.
You
a said flipper. It was
a flipper. Right. And that's actually a bicycle kick. Right. Very good. All right. Well, that is the match. Thanks to our contestant, Anders, who was a skilled referee in our game of truth. And thank you to our expert and liar, Jen and Cameron, and to Lisa for the sound assists. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning into The Big Fib, where we tackle lies and keep the truth.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa and find out how you can participate. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And remember, practice makes you practice more. Bye!
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Discover new episodes and other GZM shows you'll love at www.gzmshows.com.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.